play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you again, Will.
Good morning, Aisha, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so very much. Remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was a tricky one. I said, write down the name of a number, move each letter four spots later in the alphabet, so A would become E, etc., and the result will be a number that's 44 more than the number you started with. What numbers are these? The answer is 3, T-H-R-E-E. Move each of those letters four spaces later, you get X-L-V-I-I, which is 47 in Roman numerals.
Okay, that sounds tricky, but it looks like a lot of people got it. We've received more than 1,400 correct responses, and the winner is Jennifer Snyder of Mankato, Minnesota. Congratulations, Jennifer, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so Jennifer, how did you figure this one out? Because it's a little tricky.
So I just started with number one, and I transliterated each letter to what the corresponding letter should be, and then I worked to two, and then three, and then as soon as I wrote down the letters for three, I was like, that looks like a Roman numeral.
Okay, well, very cool. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a gymnastics coach, and then I also enjoy cooking, and I have cats that I really enjoy.
If you can do gymnastics, you can do the puzzle. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Jennifer and Aisha, today's puzzle is called Bearing Arms. Every answer is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase in which the first part ends in the letters AR and the second part starts with M. For example, if I said January, February, or March, for example, you would say calendar month. Because calendar ends in AR, month starts with M, and you got the letters ARM in consecutive order.
All right.
Okay. Number one is a rite when a Jewish boy turns 13.
Bar mitzvah.
That's it. Ford or General Motors?
Car.
Yeah.
Company. Car.
With an M.
What do they do with the cars?
Maker.
Yeah, car maker or car manufacturer, either way. A popular flavor of chewing gum.
This is the actual flavor?
Yeah.
It's
not fruity.
Oh.
Spearmint?
Spearmint, you got it. There's an ARM inside there. Try this one. A spacecraft that touches down on the moon. And the first part is a five-letter word that means of the moon.
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to be... Are you sure you got it?
Like an eclipse. If you have an eclipse, but it's on the...
Oh, lunar.
Yes. Lunar, and then what lands on it?
What was the hint again?
What lands on it? A lunar what? Starting with M.
On the moon. What lands on the moon?
Lunar module.
Lunar module. You got it.
There. There we go.
All right. How about this? Chart of the night sky.
Oh.
What do you see in the night sky?
Star.
Yes. A star what? It's a chart?
It's a star map.
Star map, is it? Try this. A bit of winter headgear. Keeps the sides of the head warm.
Earmuff.
Earmuffs is right. And here's your last one. Oh, heavens. What might you say that means, oh, heavens?
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. But it's not my. What's?
My.
It's me rather than my. What would you put in front of me to mean, oh, heavens? Uh-huh. And how do you start a letter in four letters?
Oh, okay.
How do you start a letter?
Start a letter.
Yeah, if you're writing a letter, what's the first word, the salutation?
Dear me.
Dear me, yeah.
Dear me, you got it.
That's the way I feel about this game, dear me.
You did good, though. Like, you did good. How do you feel?
I feel so much better.
It was fun. We had fun. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jennifer, how do you listen to NPR?
I listen on my smartphone on the NPR app.
Jennifer Snyder of Mankato, Minnesota, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much for having me today. And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Oh, yes. Yes. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. The initial letters in the title of a popular movie from this century spell the name of a popular sitcom from the last century. What titles are these? So again, the initial letters in the title of a popular movie from this century spell the name of a popular sitcom from the last century. What titles are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.